1340WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Hello, it's Thursday. That means it is OVC Football Previews Day, and we will have a look at the previews in just a moment. A little bit of business to get out of the way first. Our congratulations to Murray State golfer Brock Simmons. The Murray native is the OVC Men's Golfer of the Week after his 16-shot the team's 16-shot victory at their own MSU Invitational. He actually tied for medalist honors, but they have a playoff to decide the medalist, and he ended up losing the playoff hole. But his 210 was as good as anybody through regulation. And through the early going of the OVC season, Simmons has been very good with a 70 average. The honor is the first for Simmons. Best of luck to Murray State Soccer today as they kick off action against Eastern Kentucky in a 3 p.m. Central Time game that you can see on the OVC Digital Network. Murray State 4-3, coming off a 3-0 loss to IUPUI on Sunday. Eastern Kentucky 0-8 so far this season, and they're coming off a 2-1 overtime loss to Kent State. The Racers lead the all-time series 6-3-2, so that's where we stand at this point. Also, Crosstown Classic Volleyball tonight as Murray High will play at Callaway County. You can check out all the schedule and more on our website, 1340WNBS.com, and simply go to sports. Good win for the Cardinals last night, too. They beat the Reds 10-2 to complete a three-game sweep. They'll play the Brewers tonight, 5:20 the airtime on 1340 WNBS. All right, let's get to the OVC football previews, and we have three OVC games on tap, but the first, and we always go in order, will be shorter at SEMO. The other games are Jacksonville State at UT Martin, Tennessee State at Florida A&M, Austin Peay at Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee Tech at Murray State. Let's take a look at shorter. 0-2 at Southeast Missouri, 1-2. This one kicks off at 1 p.m. Saturday at Hawk Stadium in Cape Girardeau. OVC Digital Network provides the TV coverage. It's the first meeting between the schools. Phil Jones, the head coach at Shorter, in his 11th season there, 54-54. Tom Mandukowicz, in his second season at SEMO, is 6-9. Last week, Shorter lost at Kennesaw State 18-10, and SEMO lost at number 23 Indiana State 29-28. Saturday, as we said, the first meeting between the schools. The game marks a stretch where the Redhawks have two straight and three of four games at Hawk Stadium, including one of those against Murray State. Southeast is a perfect 15-0 all-time against non-Division I opponents in its FCS era. Shorter University is located in Rome, Georgia. They nearly claimed a victory over an FCS opponent last week when they pushed Kennesaw State to the limit before falling 18-10. The Shorter defense limited Kennesaw State to no offensive touchdowns, despite allowing 231 yards on the day. SEMO nearly pulled off the upset of number 23 Indiana State. They came within a two-point conversion of making that happen, and that would be their third win over a ranked opponent in the last two seasons. SEMO's defense tough against the Sycamores, adding a season-high 5 sacks and 11 tackles for loss. As a team, the Redhawks rank second nationally in tackles for loss, 6th in turnover margin, 7th in fumbles recovered and passes intercepted, and 10th in sacks per game. So that is Shorter at SEMO. SEMO will be the favorite in that one that kicks off at 1 p.m. By the way, all the information in the shows, courtesy of the Ohio Valley Conference, Kyle Schwartz does a wonderful job providing us with information that makes us seem smarter than we actually are. So we do appreciate his work and all the work of the folks at the Ohio Valley Conference who do a wonderful job giving us the information. All the audio, of course, comes from these as well, as they have the weekly press conferences on Tuesday. And that is where Southeast Missouri head coach Tom Mandukowicz talked about taking on Shorter.
Well, it's a dangerous team. You know, they play the triple option like a Navy plays, you know, and, you know, that's a great equalizer as far as talent-wise. That's why teams like Navy could go into Notre Dame and beat them. And so it's an unusual offense, and our defensive coaches and players got their work cut out for us. And, you know, their game plan versus Kennesaw is how you upset people. You know, Kennesaw missed several field goals, stalled out in the red zone, and turned it over. Now all of a sudden they're lining up for a field goal to win the game and bobbling the snap and lose the game, but certainly got our attention.
That is Southeast Missouri head coach Tom Mandukowicz. Second game on tap is Jacksonville State. They are 2-1. They go against UT Martin 1-1. This one kicks off at 2 p.m. Saturday at Hardy Graham Stadium in Martin, Tennessee. ESPN3 will cover this one. Jacksonville State leads the series record 28-7. The last time these teams played in Martin, Jacksonville State won 41-17. John Gross in his second year at Jacksonville State, a sparkling 12-3. Jason Simpson has done very well at UT Martin, now in his 10th season. That's hard to believe. 59-46. UTM was idle last week while the Gamecocks beat Tennessee State 48-13. A season ago, number 8 Jacksonville State was up 21-7 and rolled to a 38-14 win. Jacksonville State has won 13 straight regular season games against non-FBS opponents, and the Gamecocks are still the number 1 team in the FCS after that win over Tennessee State in front of a stadium record at Jacksonville State, 23,413. The Gamecocks limited Tennessee State to 24 rushing yards on 31 attempts. The Gamecocks now 8th nationally in total defense and 8th in rushing offense after tallying 349 rushing yards against the Tigers. UT Martin off a bye week when they last played against Bethel on September 10th. They blew them out in front of 6,418 fans. That's the largest home crowd they've had since the 2008 season. Usually you use one of those weeks to heal, but head coach Jason Simpson of UT Martin talks about playing against a worthy number 1 Jacksonville State team and having to do that while battling a ton of injuries.
It's a tremendous challenge, but you know, I've told our guys this is the standard of the team in our league, that you know, everybody's out to play up to their level. So you know, that's, you know, this is a team in our league. It's, you know, we played Ole Miss early. That's not a team out of our, that's a team out of our league. What we're dealing with there. But you know, we can't make excuses. We got to line up and play. We're banged up. You know, Nick Dance be out for the year with a broken kneecap. Let's see, Kyle Carrick, starting receiver, had thumb surgery. Taylor Higginson, another wide receiver, a torn ACL. So just kind of injury bug hit us early this year. So, you know, next man up.
That is head coach Jason Simpson. However, Jacksonville State coach John Gross says playing UTM will certainly be a challenge.
Their guys are solid. They're physical. They run to the ball defensively. They block you on offense. You know, all those things that you look for in a team, you know, they are. You know, so they're always going to be that, like I said, and we know what to expect. And it'll be a tough road game for us. You know, we just got to play well. And, you know, going back to our same motto we've used all year, it's game 4. You know, and we got to look at things we can do to improve ourselves and play well ourselves. And I think that's another, you know, great indication of that is this tough road game against Martin is how we respond this week and how we go to practice and how we prepare.
Jacksonville State at UT Martin, 2 p.m. the kickoff, Saturday at Hardy Graham Stadium in Martin. Next on tap, Tennessee State 2-1, 0-1 in the OVC, playing at Florida A&M, 0-3 out of the MEAC. This one kicks off at 5 p.m. Saturday at Bragg Memorial Stadium in Tallahassee. Tennessee State leads the series 28-25-1. The last time these teams played was last year. Tennessee State won handily 27-7. Rod Reed is in his sixth year at TSU, 34-28. Alex Wood in his first season at Florida A&M, off to an 0-3 start in 6 seasons as a head coach. Wood is 25-27. Last week, Florida A&M throttled by South Carolina State 36-0. These rivals actually used to play in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta as part of the Atlanta Football Classic, playing 17 times in that event before a year off in 2011. And the teams brought that rivalry back as part of the John Merritt Classic in Nashville in 2012, and they've been playing the game on campus ever since. The Tigers have won the last 4 in the series, including that win in Nashville last week, Tennessee State suffering that loss to Jacksonville State, but it was a costly loss as their starting quarterback, talented youngster O'Shea Ackerman Carter, took an early hit in the game, didn't return. He's not going to play this week either. Ronald Butler replaces him this week. Rod Reed knows he'll go against a Florida A&M team that is struggling, but he will have a backup quarterback who will be in his friendly confines.
You know, they're big up front defensively. They struggled against the run a little bit, but you can see improvement in their football team. And, you know, anytime you get a team that's 0-3, you know, they only have a couple of choices, either tuck the tail and go away, or they're going to come out fighting. And, you know, I believe it's going to be the latter. They're going to come out and fight us. This is a rivalry game. You know, you got to know the tradition between Florida A&M and Tennessee State, and I'm sure that their coaches are talking that up. We're definitely doing that here. Can't take anybody for granted. You know, we've got to go in and we've got to play our A game, especially being down your starting quarterback. But here's an instance where Ronald Butler's going home, and he has a chance to show well in front of his hometown people. He's from Tallahassee there, so we expect big things out of Ronald this week.
That is Tennessee State head coach Rod Reed. Again, Tennessee State at Florida A&M kicks off at 5 p.m. Saturday in Tallahassee. Next on tap is another conference game as Austin Peay tries to get off the schneid at 0-3. They play at number 18 Eastern Kentucky. The Colonels are 1-1. This one kicks off at 5 p.m. Saturday at Roy Kidd Stadium in Richmond, and it will be televised on the OVC Digital Network. Eastern Kentucky has dominated this series 42-5. Last time Eastern Kentucky won last season in October, 31-0. Kirby Cannon in his third year at Austin Peay, 1-26. Overall in 14 seasons, 36-112. Dean Hood at Eastern Kentucky in his eighth season has won 50 and lost 34. The Colonels idle last week. Austin Peay lost at Vanderbilt 47-7. The Colonels have won the last three in the series. Prior to a 2009 Austin Peay victory, the Colonels had won 22 straight against the Governors. Both the Governors' recent wins came in Clarksville, so they've never won in Richmond. Austin Peay led Vandy 7-3 early in the second quarter, down only 19-7 at halftime before getting blown out 47-7 in the final. The loss, the 33rd straight on the road for Austin Peay. That is the longest losing streak on the road in Division I football. The longest home streak, well, they had that one too last year until the win against Murray State. The Govs have taken care of the ball this year, though. That's something that they're doing very well. They haven't lost a fumble through three games. The Colonels have had a week off since a 35-0 loss to FBS opponent North Carolina State, so they played up. They played down before that with an easy win over Valparaiso. To be honest, Eastern Kentucky head coach Dean Hood, not really sure what he has.
It's hard to tell. You know, I mean, we had an FCS opponent that, you know, we played really well against, and then we had an FBS opponent that we didn't play very good at all. So I think that's a difficult thing as a coach to try to evaluate where your team is when you've played two extremes. So I don't think we'll know, you know, really where we're at as a football team until after the Austin Peay game, 2 weeks.
That is Dean Hood of EKU. The Colonels have won 13 straight games following an open week, and the head coach at Austin Peay, Kirby Cannon, knows it'll be tough beating the Colonels.
A nice balance of run and throw and play action, and it makes them very difficult to defend because they know exactly what they want to do on the offensive side, and you probably can't make them, you know, get away from that. But defensively, I think they're solid too. You know, they'll be prepared at that 2 weeks. We're going to need to play outstanding football to compete in that game. But that's our plan, is to go up there and use the last 2 weeks to feel like we've been prepared for Eastern Kentucky's speed and Eastern Kentucky's physicality. And we'll be ready. We'll be excited about playing.
Austin Peay at Eastern Kentucky. That one kicks off at 5 p.m. Saturday in Richmond. The final game on the slate, it is the Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles at Murray State. Tech 1-2, Murray State 1-2. This one kicks off at 6 p.m. Saturday at Stewart Stadium. The American Sports Network will televise. If you have it in your home area, that's great. If you do not, it's okay. They will still stream it on the OVC Digital Network. Tennessee Tech leads the series 42-37-1. If you don't recall, and perhaps you don't, Tech in the early years of the OVC, they were a football powerhouse, especially in the 50s, and they pummeled a lot of folks then. That's where a lot of those wins went their way, but it's evened up quite a bit since that domination. Last time these teams played, it went overtime in Cookeville, and Tech came away with a 30-27 victory. Watson Brown, in his ninth season at Tennessee Tech, 39 wins and 55 losses. He has coached football as a head coach 31 years. That is a year less than Mitch Stewart. Mitch Stewart was a year old when Watson Brown started coaching. 133-206 with one tie thrown in there. Mitch Stewart, 1-2. Tennessee Tech last week beat Mercer 29-22. The Racers, of course, lost to Western Michigan 52-20. The game's a matchup of the top two passing teams in the OVC. Murray State, before that loss last year to Tennessee Tech, they'd won four straight games in the series. Tennessee Tech receiver Chris Cates is the OVC Offensive Player of the Week. He caught seven balls for 197 yards and a pair of touchdowns in the win over Mercer. The 197 receiving yards were the seventh most in a game this season in the FCS. Their quarterback, Jared Davis, completed 18 of 26 passes for 301 yards and two scores to Cates. And Tre'Darius Goff matched his career high with 16 tackles, while Jay Rudwall added 13 stops. They also have another talented receiver in Brock McCoin. Last week, he was limited somewhat with an injury. Murray State dropped its second consecutive game to an FBS opponent after falling to Northern Illinois the week before. It was Western Michigan last week. But Racers gave a good account of themselves with the 20 points on the board. Quarterback Katie Humphreys enters this week ranked second nationally in total yards, fourth in passing touchdowns, fifth in completions a game, and sixth in passing yards per game. Jeremy Harness has three straight 100-plus yard receiving games. He caught seven balls last week for 114 yards. He's fourth nationally in total receiving yards and eighth in receiving yards per game. Head coach of the Racers, Mitch Stewart, talked about going up against Tennessee Tech and Watson Brown.
He's an unbelievable coach, been around for a long time. He has forgotten more football than I know right now, and runs a wonderful program over there in Tennessee Tech. They're always competitive. They do a very good job with getting talent in, and they do an even better job making the talent that they have the most productive that they can make them. So it'll be a tremendous test for us this week.
Meanwhile, despite the two scores over the last couple of weeks, giving up 57 to Northern Illinois, 52 to Western Michigan, the head coach, Watson Brown at Tennessee Tech, sees improvement on that side of the ball.
And I think where they're better is their defense. I think their plans, they've been such a chance-taking defense in the past years, and they're playing very, very solid gap control and making you beat them on defense. That's where I think they're better. I think their defense is much improved over the last couple of years, but maybe the last 3 years that we've played them.
Tennessee Tech at Murray State. 6 p.m. the kickoff. Air time will be 5:30 on the Racer Network, and that's Froggy and froggy103.com. You can catch that game at 5:30. Dave Winder is going to be along with me this week. Josh McKeel is on another assignment, so I hope you'll tune in for that. That's our Ohio Valley Conference football previews. Again, thanks once again to Kyle Schwartz at the Ohio Valley Conference and all the folks there. By the way, my halftime guest will be Beth DeBusch. Have some questions, you can get those to me. You can tweet them to me. That would be fine. Email to me to neilbradley@gmail.com. I'd be happy to ask you some questions. So it would be great to have the commissioner on at halftime of the game. Looking forward to that. It's going to wrap it up for the show. We'll have another show for you on Friday, a little bit of a closer look at the Murray State game going up against Tennessee Tech. We'll tell you a little more about the personnel with Tech on Friday's Neil Bradley Show at 1340WNBS.com.